Welcome to your very personal annual reflection walk. It's great that you take time for yourself. This guided walk accompanies you for about 20 minutes and gives you impulses on how to review your year. If I speak too fast in one point, or if you need more time for your thoughts, you can always press break. Maybe you feel the same way. Many of us like to take a walk this year, not only to keep moving and to enjoy nature, but also as an opportunity to meet people. In this reflection walk, I would like to invite you in a little experiment. Imagine, instead of a friend, your year is walking next to you. It is a loving companion who helps you to look what was, what wants to stay, what is allowed to go, and what is coming. If you allow yourself to play this little game, what would your walking partner, your year, look like? In which form would it show up? Do you have an idea or a picture? To start with, take a look at your year. What can it tell you about how it was? Can you still remember where and how your year began? The wishes you had for your year. But maybe also the topics that you were a bit afraid of because you didn't know what to expect. How was it to start this year? Then the cold months of January, February, and March came. What would your year tell you about this time? Were there already the first highlights? And which beautiful memories come into your mind when you think about this time? But what was also challenging and difficult? Starting with March, a very extraordinary time began for all of us. And it took until the end of May. Do you remember how the first days of COVID felt for you? Which thoughts and feelings come into your mind? Maybe you gained a hint on what is really important to you. What was missing, but also what came new into your life when everything became a little bit more quiet and slower. What did you miss, or what came new in your education or work, in your relationship, or within yourself? But perhaps you were also particularly challenged in this time. Did you face your limits? And how did you manage to cope with that? How do you regain your strength? During the next song, I would like to invite you to keep reflecting on the first part of your year.
Welcome back.
Let's move on with your year. At the end of May, it got brighter and things became less restricted again. Do you remember what you enjoyed doing again the most? In nature, everything blossomed, and in June, July, and August, we experienced a beautiful, but for many of us, a very unusual summer. Did you feel the same way? If you ask your year to share the most beautiful memories of summer, what comes to your mind? For many people, summer is the time to travel, of relaxation, adventure, and freedom. What has given you recovery? What do you need to recharge your batteries? And what gives you the kick, fun, serenity, and freedom? And then there was autumn. In September, the last warm days of the late summer. In October, when the leaves change their color. And in November, which gives us a hint on winter. Take a look back at your year. How do you experience this autumn time? What have you achieved during this time? For many people, especially in this time, the issue of health was very present again. How did you feel about the topic? Did you worry about your health or the health of others? Maybe you learned a lot about your body during this time because you paid more attention to it than usual. What do you associate with the topics of health, body, strength, resilience, illness, and healing? And finally, this extraordinary year came to an end. For many, December and especially Christmas is a time with friends and family. A time of connection and relationships. Of the gratitude for it or of the longing for it. Together with your year, consciously take the last steps of the year until this day. I wish you a few nice and quiet moments to reflect on the second half of your year. Congratulations! You just looked back at a very special year. It is wonderful that you allowed yourself doing that. If you want, in this last part, I can give you two small rituals to finish your year. In these rituals, you can reflect what it is you want to keep from this year and what you want to let go. You can now either continue listening and join the rituals right away, or you can take a little bit of more time to consciously reflect at home and then listen to this last part. First of all, I would like to invite you to take a second and appreciate the valuable gifts you received from this year. Are there things that come to your mind right away? People, experiences, insights. You can now imagine how all of these beautiful gifts gather at the soles of your feet, like a warm orange light. And then imagine how this warm light wanders through your body, from your feet to your head, and how it strengthens your back and opens your heart. Stay with this feeling for a second. And like every year, there were certainly also things that did not go well, that were difficult, that hurt. Especially the end of a year is a very good moment to let go. What comes to your mind when you think of things you want to let go? Maybe conflicts, losses, trouble, fear. Or maybe there were also phases in your life that came to an end this year, a good end. Imagine how all of these things you want to let go collect in the open palm of your hands. Imagine how everything flows from your body into your hands, and they become heavier and heavier. Now take a last look on what you want to let go. It is also the hard stuff that holds a great value for us. And then when you are ready, and only when you are ready, consciously turn down the palms of your hand. Everything that has been collected in there now floats out of your hands, like a waterfall, and the wind carries it away. Do you feel how light and free you become? Done! Congratulations on your great reflections. And every end always gives us a peak of a new beginning. What we want from this new year is very individual. Individual like you are, because the universe never makes a copy. But I would like to suggest you one of my wishes. I wish you a year of your very own colorful stories. And I wish you the courage to go out and tell your stories in your own beautiful voice.